إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد إن سورة النساء إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا واعتصموا بالله وأخلصوا دينهم لله فأولئك مع المؤمنين وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد إن سورة النساء The exemption of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, punishment or the exceptions, they will be the one who repent and they correct what they did and they stood fast for their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they have the sincerity in their heart. These are the believers. Here is the issue about the iman. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that the iman in increase and in decrease. And he said, if your iman is not in increase, it is in decrease. And also we know, وَلَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ, the iman is like anything else. It can be healthy, and it can be weak, and it can be sick. When the iman, let us see where the iman get driven from. The iman, it means that basically that you've been informed by issue or concept or idea and you examine it, understood it very well, and your heart accepted to the level that you can act upon it, that it can control your behavior. In this case, we have iman. So there are three major steps to having the iman. Number one, the information. Number two, the feeling by the information and the acceptance. Number three, the action. How to translate this information and your feeling to action. Okay, if any of those three steps is not complete, we don't have a complete iman. We have a problem with the iman. So basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is telling us in Surah An-Nisa, how to know the quality of your iman. How to know if you have a healthy iman or you don't. From your daily life. The first element in the iman is the constant state of tawbah, repentance. The mu'min constantly in a state of tawbah. That means constant state of observing what he or she is doing and saying. And a tawbah, basically, it is two kinds. We have a tawbah of al-qalb and a tawbah of al-jawarih. There are a tawbah, the source of it, of the heart, and there are a tawbah, that the source of it is the body, the one who is doing the sin or doing the mistake. So the repentance by the heart, that is the genuine tawbah, that when you have it in your heart. Some people can, وَلَيَعَزُوا بِاللَّهِ, let us say they drink. They drink. And they went to the doctor and the doctor said, not one single more drop, you're going to die. And he was stopped. Is that a tawbah? Did he stop drinking? Yes, he did stop drinking. But is that a tawbah? No, it is not a tawbah. Because if the doctor wouldn't say and tell him that, probably he will go back. That's number one. Number two, it was not on the heart. So the genuine drive to the tawbah, to repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is start from the heart. And how we know that it is in the heart? There are a few elements, and no one will know that better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you. Because that's between you and your Allah, and between you and between yourself. What is your intention when you having the commitment to stop? Is your intention to stop to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an act of obedience or not? Do you hate to do it or you not? Obviously, you like to do it before. But one of the good signs of the good tawbah is that you hate to do what you used to do. Also, you hate to associate with the people that they can lead you to do it again. And you hate to exist in the places where that had happened or took place. So a tawbah, in this case, it is taking a place in the right direction. If your heart will resent the act, is not want it, but start to resent it. The second, al-islah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, repent, and al-islah. And what is the islah? Al-islah, it means basically refurbish or reinstate the state of any object to the way that it was before. So he can function the way that it used to be before. That's islah. That's a very generic meaning. That means you put things, or if we're going to try to put it in very simple, it is putting things the way that it was. And make it function the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to do. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the lions and the tigers, these predators to kill, their job is to kill. If I have a lion or a tiger, they don't kill, I got a problem. But the human being job is not to kill. If I have a human being killing, I have a problem. Why? Because that means that he is not doing what Allah created him to do. So al-islah, that means you are putting things back together so it can function the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to do, the same way that he created to do. And in our relationship with each other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. That means in your interaction with other people, sometimes you will be fair, sometimes you will not going to be fair. That is all not going to go just, or it is acceptable. But you have to do what? To correct it. You have to make it right. So the second thing for the Muslim or for the Iman, the one who have a healthy Iman, is constantly trying to correct the mistakes. And what is the big step in correcting mistakes? There is a major one step in correcting any given mistake. And this is most time the hardest one of them. Is really to admit that you did mistake. And you don't argue about it. And you do not give justification to what you did. There is no one single person who will do something without no justification. Go and ask, you have 84% of the people in Sing Sing, in the maximum security prison, they look at themselves as a victim. And they have a justification to what they did by being the society being unfair to them, and they had to do what they had to do to survive and to defend on themselves. Is that justifiable? No, it is not justifiable. But it is excuse. So for everything you do and I do, we have excuse. Is that a good excuse or not excuse? That's another story. So the mu'min is very, very alert about this. He will admit the mistake and not try to justify it. Mistake is a mistake. Wrong is wrong. You correct it as much as you want or as fast as you can, so you can go right back to the track where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you. Also, al-amal al-salih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a carte blanche. He give us a lot of leeway. When it is said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتُ يُذْهِبْنَ الزَّيَّئَاتِ. Bad deeds, cover it. Right in by the good deed. Even if you think that you didn't do a bad deed, just go ahead and do the good deed. Because this is going to wipe this. This is going to wipe this. This is going to wipe this. So al-islah or the correction or putting things in its proper, that is it supposed to be all the time. All the time your goal. So a tawbah is what? That means you admitted the mistake, correcting the mistake, and try to make it up. That's the second thing. You will never, you and me, and here it comes the value of iqra'. Correcting mistakes, it can go in one of two ways. The first way is I do what I think it is right. The second is I do what I know it is right. And there is no way that I'm going to do what I know it is right without knowing what it is right. So I have to know what is the right and what is the wrong according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here it comes the value of the Quran and the Sunnah. But how about the other one? The first one. Is there anything wrong with it? We are not crazy. We are not biting on the walls. We are not, you know, doing things. What's wrong with my opinion? Your opinion is classified under al-hawa. Al-hawa that means convenience. Opinions means convenience. Interest. Something good for you. That's what is your hawa is. Al-hawa, it can be, can lead you sometimes to good, can lead you a lot of time to bad. So, it is very, very important that you know when you correct things, you do it the right way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want it. Not the way that you think it is. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want it and you do it. Let me give you a very quick example about the difference between al-hawa and the shara'illah tabarak wa ta'ala, what you know it is right. When we look at the crimes, a crime like a murder and a crime like adultery, to prove the common sense saying what? Which one is a really truly bigger crime? Adultery or killing? Killing. So if I want to prove the incidents, it is just common sense. I need a lot more witness to provide the evidence for killing more than I needed for adultery. Common sense. But what is Sharia says? Sharia says one person can be good enough to prove the killing. But to prove the adultery, you need four. So from our perspective, the smaller one need more witness. And the big one need a whole lot less witness. You see now the difference between doing what is right and doing what you think it is right? So in Sharia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu ya'lamu antum la ta'lamun. Allah all know. And Allah have the whole picture, the small picture and the big picture. And you are al-hawa. If you're going to buy the convenient, you might as well get, I'm going to kill a man here. I have a killer. I have somebody got killed and it's probably he will be, you know, the killer will be killed. I need more evidence. One will be good. But the other one, four. And guess what? Not only the four, they can come. No, the four, they're going to come at the same time and the four, they're going to come together. There is no three going to come and wait for the number four. It's not going to work this way. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, for even if they saw it, they are al-fasiqeen. They are the one who went astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting women and protecting the honors and protecting families. There is a whole a lot more stick in here. So to come to this neighborhood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the serious one. So here it comes the value for the correction. Is you correct things not according to the way that you think it is right, but you correct things according to the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to correct it. The element after that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to be, because he said, الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ. What does al-i'tisam mean? Al-i'tisam, it means, okay, what we call it demonstrate, or somebody go in a strike. But it is, that's a generic a strike. That means he stand up for his principle. He said, I'm not moving from here. Go right, I'm not moving from here. I'm in a strike. And now what you ended up with, the police, even if you got a permission, the police will do what? Will protect them. اعتصموا بالله, that mean what? They got to the Sharia and the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, we're going to stop here. I'm not moving. How about philosophy? I am not moving. How about this? I am not moving. Well, that's good, but it is old. I am not moving. ما أتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. The case is closed. What Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us, the Quran and the Sunnah, we take. What he said no, we say no. There is no but, there is no and, there is no or, there is no replacement. That is a call i'tisam. I'tisam, that means you shield yourself and you are not going to take any other alternatives. That's it. You're going to stand up by that. You're going to stand by the Quran and make whatever in it lawful is lawful, and whatever is forbidden, you make it forbidden. And the same thing with the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to have the i'tisam and have the intention of i'tisam, you have to have taqwa. So you cannot just do it, because you know and I know how many times we get excited about an issue and we commit ourselves, maybe at night, and by the daytime, it is gone. Or we start a little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit, and after that, things fade away and go away. Maybe within a week, we are going back to the same old ways. But i'tisam is to stand up all the time. You need a taqwa. You need a piety in the heart. You need a commitment in the heart. And how this commitment going to happen? The commitment happened by the taqwa, like I said, and the taqwa is what is the taqwa, basically. Taqwa means you are taking shield against Allah's anger. For those people, al-muttaqeen, please, if you can Google or you can search one of those electronic Quran, under al-muttaqeen, al-taqwa or al-muttaqeen, see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat those people. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya Rabb. How Allah favor those people. They are not prophets, they are not messengers, but Allah give them exclusive treatment. Inna Allah yuhibbu alladhina attaqaw. Inna Allah ma'al muttaqin. Allah with, Allah love, and. So for those, they don't take their belief lightly, and they have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have the fear that will stop them from doing wrong, and they have the love that will promote them to try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing the right thing. Also, like I said, those people, سمعنا وأطعنا, we hear, we obey. There is no may and ba, may not, can, cannot, and whatever. If you want to see a good, really, argument, false argument about this issue, go and talk on somebody trying to buy a house. And how he or she will just, now alhamdulillah, there are banks giving it the Islamic way. But how he or she justifying buying and using usury and using interest in getting loans. Everyone is so good. He can give you hundreds of reasons why he should do this and why he should not, and keep arguing. You keep arguing from here till the day of judgment. Wrong is wrong and right is right. It just happened that when the wrong push the button of your interest, you want to stand up by it. You want to use the interest, you want to use the haram, you want to use the usury, and it hits in your neighborhood. So you want to justify it. No, you misunderstood. You didn't understand, read it right. I heard somewhere some scholar came from God knows where. He said it is okay. You spend all of those time and you spend all of this argument and you create all of these cases to justify your behavior. Okay, you persuaded yourself, be my guest. But that is not going to change it. It is still wrong. So you do not, for the one who really want to do the islah, and the one who want to do it, is what he will do. He will do al-i'tisam. He will refuse to deceive himself or herself. And also, among those people, they accept Allah's decree in your life. Please never, ever, ever be under the impression that what's going on in your life in any given day, in any given second, it is a coincidence. It never been and it will never be. If it is prosperity, it is not a coincidence. If it is a hardship, it is not a coincidence. It is a sickness, it is not a coincidence. It is a health, it is not a coincidence. But the challenge that you have to your iman, where do you stand from what Allah gave you? Do you accept it and you see Allah's mercy in it? Or you resent it? Or sometimes you challenge it? Sometimes you don't accept it? Why don't you see the mercy in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you? For the God's sake, when we look at Surah Sayyidina Yusuf, if we're going to use the mind, how it can be for the best interest of the father or a child is to be separated from his family and go to a complete different country and to be driven away and to be slaved. And guess what? After that also go to jail and he is innocent. When you look at that, that's a hardship or not a hardship? That is a true hardship. But because Sayyidina Yusuf, he understood that that is a training course to create a quality of iman. What at the end of the Surah Yusuf he said, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahsana maswaya. All the praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that who treat me kindly. He did not bicker, he did not sit down, he did not even sit down in the jail and says, what for? And when you read in Surah Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, if you see the conversation between the qawm, it was already proven that he is innocent. It is not the case that there is it was proven he is innocent. But he said, as a precaution, let us put him in the jail. What can be more unfair? What can be more unjust? And what Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam did? He said, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahsana maswahi. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he knows the act of Allah is mercy. And hardship can be blessing as much as prosperity and maybe sometimes more. Hardship can be sometimes as much blessing and sometimes even more than prosperity. That is the feeling of the mu'min that he is trying to prepare himself to qualify to Allah's mercy. The other last element that I want to talk about is al-Rahil. Rahil, leaving this earth, dying. We all know it. We all saw it. We all witnessed it. We all saw some people, we lost them. But how many of us are ready to go now? Where you and I get the idea that yes, I'm going to die, but I'm going to die later. Where do you get this? Have you taqastu ala Allahi ahdan? Am taquluna ala Allahi ma la ta'alamun? Have you signed a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are not going to die before 65 or 70? أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. You are assuming things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even authorize you to do. Why are you taking it for granted? Where we get off taking it for granted while we are seeing a lot of people as healthy as much as you are, as young as you are, have everything to live for, and they already die. Do you have that line where you say, here I'm going to stop, or you don't? Yeah, I know that I'm going to die, but not necessarily today. Are you sure? And the value of knowing if you're going to die is what? The value of knowing if you're going to die now or not, or it is a possibility. Please go ahead, if you, after inshallah the khutbah, and after you go home, go to your YouTube and under sudden death. See how many people sitting down talking and flow. Some of them they were in a television show. Some of them they were in cars. Some of them they were eating. Some they were even, subhanAllah, one of them you will see that he died while he was making sujood in Medina. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya Rabb. There is nothing better than we die there. SubhanAllah. While he was making sujood after the imam, everybody stand up, he didn't. Sudden death. They call it sudden death. Why you are not considering yourself a recipient of the sudden death? The first thing that's going to hit you when you know that you are a subject to the sudden death is you're going to say, I don't have a time to waste. You're just going to learn how to set your priority right. What you think it is issues and problem to you, most of them, they're going to go away. If you know that you have 15-20 minutes to live, write down a list of all your problems, all the things that are bothering you, all the things that you hate, and you say, I'm going to die after 20 minutes. Let me solve some of those issues. Maybe even nothing in this list worth even looking at it again. And you are over-occupied by who said what to what, who did what to what. I should have got this, I should have got that. That got this and I didn't get it. That did this and I didn't do. Who cares? When your time comes, you are alone. When you go into your grave, you are alone. When you're meeting your maker, you are alone. When inshallah you go to Jannah, you're going to be inshallah with the people that day. We're alone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put it together like what he said in Surah Az-Zumar. But the most important things, the factor, what I'm trying to lead to is this. The factor that I can die now. Please face any single problem you have in your life by the concept of this. Before you say, how I'm going to solve this problem, say, if I have 15 minutes to live, is this a problem or it is not a problem? Doesn't worth wasting my life in it or not? Do you know, the Muslim have only one single problem. You and I have only one single problem. And this problem is in any given second. You don't know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. How Allah evaluates you. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he look at you, he is pleased with you or not? That is your problem. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with what he sees or not? And if your heart do not know that, you got a problem. Because there is no other problem after that. And that's where your whole life is supposed to be revolved around that concept. Pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. Once you start to feel your shortcoming, and you're 24/7, and 2024, do you really realize your shortcoming, or you don't? Al-Raja, hope in Allah mercy, which lead you immediately to supplicate and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, for guidance, for whatever, that is very important tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us. And He wants us to use it. Allah wants you to make dua. To say, Ya Allah, I like to make up for the shortcoming that I have. How I do that? Allah will put in your heart. If it is concentration span, it's going to be bigger. It's going to be whatever. It's going to be your heart is tight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it better. Whatever that is. But all the time, have a hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to bless our gathering and help us to be better believers. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. In this surah, in Surah An-Nisa, in this ayat in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to us the way out. And described also to us how to know if your iman is healthy or not. And this is not something that you check and you leave, but it is something that you have to be living with 24/7. And they are, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, repent. Constant state of repentance. That means constant state of evaluating what you are doing. وأصلح, correct. If you are doing good, there is a chance to do better. Do it. واعتصموا بالله. And they stood fast by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the Quran and the Sunnah. وأخلصوا دينهم. And they have the genuine sincerity in the heart to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah described them. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. These were the genuine sincere believers. وَيُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward handsomely those people, the mu'min. Allah will give them that reward. The word عظيم here, it is coming from العظيم. When you have a kid, small kid, when he say, this is so big, or this is so glory, whatever, maybe you go and you see that it is based on his magnitude or his mentality. Or somebody can measure the glory or measure the power or measure whatever by his own measure and it is limit. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the reward that I'm going to give is azim, great, who is speaking here?